With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. forces have boarded an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia.
The U.S. Defense Department has released video showing U.S. forces boarding an oil tanker previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia. The Pentagon says that U.S. forces conducted a right-of-visit maritime interdiction and boarded the MT Tifani without incident. It's the latest move in the U.S. war on Iran to stop any ship tied to Tehran. Ship tracking data shows that the Tifani was carrying oil in the Indian Ocean Tuesday between Sri Lanka and Indonesia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's labor secretary is leaving the cabinet amid multiple allegations of misconduct. The White House announcing the departure of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remmers. That's the third Trump cabinet member to be removed in the past few weeks. There is further confusion regarding this week's projected Iran-U.S. ceasefire talks.
Iranian state television has issued an on-screen alert saying that no delegation from Iran has visited Islamabad so far, as speculation about possible talks with the U.S. grows. The on-screen alert on Tuesday likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the U.S. Navy's seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. Iranian state TV has long been controlled by hardliners in Iran. No official has acknowledged that a delegation will be heading to Islamabad, where officials have been on standby for days now for possible talks. I'm Charles de Lesma.
Slow going on Wall Street. The Dow is off by 86 points at this hour, the Nasdaq down by 15. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is ministering in the Midwest. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Multiple tornadoes hammered the region over the weekend, and help is needed. Samaritan's Purse has volunteer cleanup teams at work, and a group of chaplains are also on hand to deliver spiritual comfort. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota say the violent weather has caused a lot of property damage and rendered a number of roads impassable. April, May, and June are peak tornado season in the Midwest, and more storms are expected. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kabaya's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, and John Green's boarding school narrative, Looking for Alaska, Jennifer Armentrout's paranormal romance, Storm and Fury. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is following global markets higher and oil prices are easing ahead of another round of U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. The financial markets also watching Capitol Hill as President Trump's nominee for the Federal Reserve Chair, Kevin Warsh, appears for a Senate Banking Committee hearing. Shares of Apple have barely moved since the iPhone maker announced CEO Tim Cook was stepping down from the job he inherited from the late Steve Jobs. Cook will hand CEO duties to Apple's head of hardware engineering, John Ternus, on September 1st. U.S. benchmark crude slipped 14 cents to $87.28 per barrel. Brent crude is off 47 cents to $95.01. United Health Group soared more than 7% in pre-market trading after its first quarter results beat Wall Street's expectations. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.